Our scripture for today is Revelations 21:1-7, and I'll be reading the New Revised Standard Version. And then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down from heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among you mortals. He will dwell with them, they will be his peoples, and God will himself be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also, he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water, a gift from the spring of the water of life. To those who conquer will inherit these things. All those who conquer will inherit these things. And I will be their God, and they will be my children." Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Our entertainment industry right now is at an all-time high. In just 2019, we had the highest grossing movie ever in our nation and globally with Avengers Endgame that Pastor Reed can give you a play-by-play synopsis of. But we also have just these incredible records across not just movies, but Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones became one of the most successful TV show franchises ever. Their finale episode on HBO was the most viewed thing on HBO ever. And last year, the NFL signed Russell Wilson, the quarterback to the Seattle Seahawks, who's not playing in the Super Bowl, to the largest contract in NFL history. We have put such a premium on entertainment that it's really interesting that our interest in entertainment, combined with our busy schedules and this information age that we live in, has created the phenomenon of the spoiler alert. That there's so much going on, and not everything that we can catch, that we have to tell each other to not tell us what's going to happen in movies or shows or sports games until we have time ourselves to watch them. But it's almost impossible to miss. And so so many articles or status updates, they will just tell you right at the very beginning, spoiler alerts. If you don't know what's going to happen, don't read this. And so it's an interesting phenomenon that we've come to this age that as much as we want to be entertained, we don't want to be entertained before we're ready. Just don't spoil it for us until we get a chance to really kind of see how this is going to unfold. Now, I, on the other hand, I love spoilers. I got rid of cable and satellite a long time ago, and so I can't watch most sports. And so I will watch the Super Bowl or the National Championship on ESPN Gamecast, or I will watch Twitter updates to try to see if I can see what's going on and try to keep up a little bit. Or I'll watch the highlights and then pretend when I come into work and I'm talking to Pastor Reed that I know what I'm talking about. I love spoilers, I can't afford to have a subscription to HBO Go, so I missed all of Game of Thrones. And don't even really kind of get me started on movies. I've got two kids, so the last movies I saw was Frozen 2 and the My Little Pony movie. That's it. And so I love spoilers, and I love kind of finding out what's going on and some of the things that I can't catch all the time. But wouldn't it be helpful to have a little bit of spoilers in our life? I mean, we maybe don't like it on the entertainment side, but in the day-to-day life side, wouldn't that be incredibly helpful? That you're fixing to walk into a job interview, and a notification pops up in your phone and says, you do not want this job. They will work you to death and steal your life and lay you off without warning. Or what about a relationship? Wouldn't you like a warning on some of those red flags that you haven't found yet? Wouldn't you like to say a little warning just kind of pops up on your phone or on your TV and says, you know that thing you're about to say to your spouse or your sibling or your friend? Just go ahead and say the exact opposite of that. It will make life so much easier for you. And when it comes to life, a few little hints, a few little scenes kind of laid out for us would prove to be pretty incredible. And so our scripture reading today, Revelations chapter 21, it's that spoiler alert for us. In fact, if you were to take the Bible, and we are right here in Revelation 21 at the very end, everything else in these thousands of pages are leading up to this chapter right here. This is the end of the book. This is the culmination. This is the high point. This is what everything and all the words and chapters and books are pointing to right now. The climax of everything God has come and done and said to us right here in Revelations chapter 21. It lays out a perfect picture of how all of this is going to end up. And it's such an incredible image that this Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, God lays out his perfect vision and his perfect finale. And in fact, God's best idea and God's first idea turns out to be God's last idea as well. That God desires to be with us. That in the end, after it is all said and done, in just the seven verses that we said, it says that God either desires to be among us or with us three times in just those seven verses. God desires to be with us. And in fact, if you look at the imagery, it's not us getting rid of everything and going up to God. It is God coming down to be with us. And he says, all those things that have hurt you, all those things that have harmed you, all those things that have hung you up, all those things that you felt would tear you away, God said, all those things are gone now. All those first things have been made new again. And it is time for us to just be together. And so what does that mean for us? It means that the problems, it means that the discouragements, it means that the frustrations, it means that everything that has slowed us down and has distracted us and has pulled us to the right or the left, those don't get the last word and those don't end up in eternity. All those problems have an expiration date. And all that is left at the end of the day is us being together with a God who created us. God gives us an image of the end. He took John and he gave him this vision to write down and to share so that we will know how all of this turns out. Because as much as we don't want to have maybe the daily parts of our lives spoiled, wouldn't it be nice if you know that all of this is one day wrapped up in God's love and God's purpose to be with us. Now, the day-to-day is the hard part. So some of us, we don't know how to get to the end of the week. We don't know how to make it to the end of the afternoon. That it feels like the grief, it feels like the frustration, it feels like the darkness is just that thick. And yet here with hope, that as much as God is present at the end of time, God is present here with us today. That what God desires in the end to make all things new again, God desires to start that work today. That God gives us the picture of what it'll be like, but he doesn't say that that's when it begins. The fact of the matter is that God's love is here for us right now. It's calling for us to take a step towards it. In fact, when we think of all the things that we've done in life, the direction where God is pointing, if you want to talk about spoiler alerts, we know what happens when we get off to the left or the right of the way that God has given us. We know what happens when we turn around and we walk away. And that life grinds us down. It ruins relationships. It tears us apart. It creates divisions. It creates teams. It creates a way in which we end up isolated and broken and alone. Spoiler, we know how those roads go. But what if, as disciples, we start with the end in mind? We see the way that God has made for us. He's given us the vision. He's given us the purpose. He's given us the sign of what that looks like. And for each and every one of us, what is that first step that we can take today that moves us in the direction that God is already pointing us? Because we're not going to get there just today. But today can start with a step. And that step can begin to be a walk. And that walk can end up being a journey of faith and discipleship that will reveal strengths and power and purpose in you that you have yet to even dream about. That God desires to be with us. Do we realize how incredible of a future that is? And God is already aiming us towards it. He has already given us the story and he has given us the end for us to realize that all of this will one day wash away. But if we continue walking towards the end, then we will begin to be remade. We will be part of the first things that are made new again. And this world along with us will begin to see the very light and the very hope of the kingdom of God. So why does the entertainment industry care so much about spoilers? In fact, in listening to some interviews about some of the recent Star Wars movies and some of the recent Avenger movies, the studios and the directors, they go so far out of their way to make sure that no information leaks, that many times they don't even tell the actors some of the scenes that they're going to play. And when Robert Downey Jr. had his final scene as Iron Man in Endgame, spoiler alert, he and the people involved in the scene were the only people allowed on set. None of the other actors were even allowed in the room to find out what was going to happen. Because the industry has found out that they make more money when we don't know. In fact, if we knew how things would end, we would know that we don't need to spend money on it anymore, right? In fact, the UFC had a championship fight last weekend in which if you wanted to watch the entire card, you had to pay $65 to watch it on pay-per-view. The headlining fight lasted 40 seconds. The world knows it's not worth it. And yet it charges us for it. And so God has given us the full story and says, you can take it and you can see it as perfect as it's going to be. And the only thing that I will ever charge you is I will give myself for you. Everything over the entire history of creation has come to the point that God has done everything God can possibly do to be with us. And what is our step? And what is our way today that we can begin to step forward to where God is already aiming us? And we can start with the end and begin to be transformed into a new thing and to help build the very kingdom of God. Will you pray with me this morning? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. Lord, we give you thanks for your Holy Spirit that you have poured out on us. We give you thanks for your Son and Jesus who came down for us. God, we give you thanks that even the very first words that you spoke at the beginning of the book become the fulfillment of the last words you speak at the end of the book, that you desire to be with us whatever it takes. Allow us, Lord, to see how we might begin to be made new even today. That we might not reach that future today, Lord, but we can take one step in knowing that there is still hope that is alive. That there is still a joy in this world when things will try to steal it away from us. That we know that at the end of the day, you are the only thing that will remain. And we desire to be made new, that we might be with you. As we pray all these things in Jesus' name, amen.